Good morning, especially to the BJP protesters in Madhya Pradesh who were so enraged about Vande Mataram not being sung that they themselves forgot its lyrics. And before we forget, like Jaitley does, good morning also to Arun Jaitley, to his ability to deflect and confuse, but also to his failing memory. It is the 3rd of January 2019. Rafael may not have landed in India yet, but something far lighter and cheaper than that was flying about in the parliament along with barbs, insults and lies. During the discussion on Rafael in Lok Sabha yesterday, Congress MP from Punjab Gurjeet Singh Aujla threw paper plane towards Finance Minister Arun Jaitley. But Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, hiding behind the AIADMK, complained about it to the Lok Sabha Speaker. Meanwhile, Saugat Roy from TMC decided to haul Arun Jaitley for wrongly quoting Ian Fleming, wrongly attributing the dialogue to James Bond, when in fact it was the villain, and obviously wrong pronunciation of the French president's name, Hollande. But by now, if you haven't wrapped your head around the honesty of Mr. Jaitley, then make that your New Year resolution. It's as difficult as probably quitting smoking. Nothing prevents Jaitley from speaking in the lower house, but Trinamool MP Saugat Roy pointed out that although the NDA has 300 MPs in the Lok Sabha, it had to ask a member from the upper house to speak on the Rafael deal in the lower house. Jaitley is a Rajya Sabha member and a former defence minister. The Congress leader Rahul Gandhi asked some specific questions. First, did the Indian Air Force ask you to change the deal and purchase 36 aircraft instead of 126? Is there an objection by Defence Ministry officials to the increase in the benchmark price mentioned on the files? Is there a file noting by a Defence Ministry official asking the PMO not to interfere? But Jaitley obviously did not respond to the specific questions, but cited the Supreme Court judgment to claim a clean sheet, questioned Rahul's ability to understand issues of national security, and insisted that the price difference is because of weaponization of the fighter aircraft. But it wasn't going to be a simple court hearing for Mr. Jaitley. Calling the Rafael deal a Kali Dal, Gandhi said Prime Minister Narendra Modi couldn't speak on the issue even in a 90-minute staged interview with news agency ANI on Tuesday. Rahul Gandhi has dared the Prime Minister to appear for an open book exam on Rafael instead of sending a proxy and provided the questions in advance. The exam challenge capped a dramatic day of duels in which the Congress President sought to bust the Prime Minister's claim that the questions on the aircraft deal did not involve him personally, as Prime Minister claimed in one of the interviews he gave. And we quote from Rahul Gandhi, "The Prime Minister said in a staged interview that nobody was pointing fingers at him. The whole country is directly pointing fingers at you. Questions are about your conduct," is what Rahul said in the Lok Sabha yesterday. On Wednesday night, Rahul tweeted, "Tomorrow the Prime Minister faces an open book Rafael deal exam in Parliament. Here are the exam questions in advance. Question 1, why 36 aircraft instead of the 126 the IAF needed? Question 2, why 1600 crore instead of 560 per aircraft? Question 4, why AA instead of HAL? Will he show up or send a proxy?" Well, the missing question 3 was held back but later revealed on popular demand. And the question 3 was, "Modi ji, please tell us why Parikar ji keeps a Rafael file in his bedroom and what's in it?" The last one was obviously a reference to purported telephone conversation where the people in the conversation are referring to Parikar's upper hand on Modi, that is some files related to Rafael deals that are up by Parikar's bedside. Well, it wasn't the TMC and the Rahul Gandhi that was causing BJP trouble. Well, embarrassment came from different quarters. The Sena, a partner in the ruling alliance, left the BJP benches red-faced when it asked why the Modi government was so scared of ordering a joint parliamentary committee probe in the Rafael deal, which Rahul has demanded. Quote, "We are an honest government, then why are we running away from a JPC probe? Why are we scared of a JPC probe if our government is good and not corrupt?" asked Sena MP Arvind Sawant. "Let there be a JPC probe and the truth will come out," he added. Another big setback for the government came from Biju Janata Dal, an opposition party that has been taking an issue-based stand. Speaking for the first time on Rafael, Odisha's ruling party did not demand a JPC probe but joined the Congress in raising questions over the deal. Sena MP sought to raise fingers at the Prime Minister Modi too. He asked why the PM didn't take the Defence Minister with him to France to finalise the Rafael deal will, while Sena MP Arvind Sawant in the Lok Sabha, an industrialist whom he called AA, borrowing Rahul's abbreviation for Anil Ambani, was present. Sawant equated the Rafael deal with the Bofors gun deal. Bofors was a good gun, but the deal was bad, he said. Similarly, people are saying Rafael is a good plane, but the deal is bad. Merely calling the Congress chore will not make the Modi government clean, and so it should agree for a probe, he added. Meanwhile, it seems like black is not the colour for the Prime Minister, not just because of the Kali Dal barred by the Congress President, but also when Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits Palamau in Jharkhand on the 5th of January, one colour will not be permitted in any form, black. The Palamau administration issued the ban order after leaders of the 80,000 para teachers went on strike since November 15th, demanding regularization of the service, vowed to show black flags to Modi in Palamau. And before we head to a quick roundup of international news, there is a dilemma for Bhakts. Trump mocked Modi again. US President Donald Trump on Wednesday took a jibe at Prime Minister Narendra Modi for funding a library in Afghanistan, suggesting it was of no use. While stating that he got along with Prime Minister Modi, the US President said Prime Minister Modi was constantly telling me he built a library in Afghanistan. You know what that is? That's like 5 hours of what we spend, he said. And we're supposed to say, oh, thank you for the library. I don't know who's using it in Afghanistan, Donald Trump said. Well, how can Donald Trump even say that? Our Prime Minister has written Exam Warrior. What has Trump done? While US is trying to get out of countries it has no business with, China is strengthening its presence in countries that are protesting against it. Taiwan's unification with the mainland is inevitable, President Xi Jinping said on Wednesday, warning against any efforts to promote the island's independence and saying China would not renounce the option of using military force to bring it into the fold. And it's not just unifying Taiwan into mainland. Apparently, China also has its eyes set for the moon. Chinese spacecraft could shortly become the first ever to land on the far side of the moon in a milestone for human space exploration. I don't know how much will it cost for a trip to the moon, but I really do hope it's Cathay Pacific that is selling the tickets. Cathay Pacific has said it will honor first class and business class tickets that it sold to some lucky passengers for a fraction of the usual price. The Hong Kong-based airline mistakenly sold business class seats on August flights from Vietnam to New York for about $675 return. Prices on the same route in July and September cost $16,000. Well, if not to the moon, hope there is a significant discount for your Ola and Uber ride. Well, if not, really nothing much you can do about it except stay positive, healthy and hydrated. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.